from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Here is the news first headlines. President Joko Widodo urging to immediately carry out constitutional court verdict. Cooperation between Japan and ASEAN focusing on overcoming regional issues. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pani. President Joko Widodo has ordered the Ministry of Home Affairs to immediately carry out the mandate of the Constitutional Court's verdict related to the population administration. He said that the Constitutional Court's verdict related to the religious column on identity cards is a binding one that the government must take rapid measures as its implementation. This was stated by the president when he chaired a limited cabinet meeting taking place at the presidential office in Jakarta on Wednesday in regard to the administration of population after the issuance of Constitutional Court's verdict. President Joko Widodo also stated that the arrangements of population administration system must be conducted by coordinating as well as listening to inputs from various parties. And the third is related to the Constitutional Court about the inclusion of indigenous faith. I affirm that the verdict of the court is final and binding, so the government is obliged to carry out the verdict. I ask the ministry to listen to inputs from various stakeholders and existing religious organizations. Related to the arrangements of population administration system, President Joko Widodo has also requested the Ministry of Home Affairs to accelerate the service of electronic identity card. He views that the ministry can issue such ministerial regulations to encourage the acceleration of the service. The president also requested that a single and integrated identity system can be immediately implemented with sustained data and information on population administration. Meanwhile, Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin explained that the limited cabinet meeting agreed that the Ministry of Home Affairs would soon prepare the identity card for the community. Minister Lukman also said that the provision of ID cards for the religion followers will not affect the ID circulating in the community. He said the Ministry of Home Affairs will provide its own ID for the trust of religion followers after the implementation of simultaneous regional elections 2018. The cooperation between Japan and ASEAN is getting stronger. The strength can be proven by improving the objective cooperation between Japan and ASEAN in the fields of politics, economy, social and culture, and even security issues in the region, which has been main focus to encourage welfare for the world people. This was stated by senior political researcher of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Dewi Fortuna Anwar, at the symposium on the 45th anniversary of Japan-ASEAN at auditorium of LIPI in Jakarta on Wednesday.
But so far, our focus has been on Asia-Pacific, on primarily on East Asia, which has been the center of rapid economic growth, as well as the concerns such as the North Korean issues, the South China Sea conflict in particular, and also in North Asia, the China Sea.
Meanwhile, international political analyst from Japan, Yuichi Hosoya, said to RRI World Service that China has a major role in building the region. Therefore, the cooperation between Japan and ASEAN can also be encouraged by building partnership and connectivity with China so that it can provide benefit for the involved countries. President Joko Widodo held a limited cabinet meeting discussing the drive on biological resources conservation and its ecosystem at the presidential office in Jakarta on Wednesday. In his remarks, the president insisted that the government should hold the 1945 Constitution in every discussion of the drives to avoid judicial review in response to the upcoming Legolas drive. In addition, the president hopes that the drive on biological resources conservation and its ecosystem, which is the initiative of the House of Representatives, can be a visionary regulation and can see the potential of Indonesia's biological wealth.
Belum mendengarkan paparan terkait daftar inventaris masalah yang akan menjadi posisi pemerintah terkait RU ini.
Before presentation of inventory list of issues which will be the government political position, I want to emphasize that we should hold the 1945 Constitution in every draft discussion. Thus, every regulation draft, including that the draft of biological resources conservation and its ecosystem, cannot contradict against our Constitution. This is our common corridor to avoid judicial review at the Constitutional Court. Related to this House initiative draft, I ask to see it in a visionary way. Look ahead and see what the added value for the progress of this country.
Untuk melihatnya secara visioner, melihat ke depan dan melihat apa nilai tambah bagi kemajuan negara ini.
Meanwhile, Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya disclosed in the limited cabinet meeting that President Joko Widodo requested the Ministry of Environment and Forestry to deepen the drive on biological resources conservation and its ecosystem. Minister Siti Nurbaya also said that her side will explore the psychological aspect of the drive and its connection with the Article 33 of the 1945 Constitution on Natural Resources Management. In addition, in the limited cabinet meeting, Minister Siti Nurbaya also reported that the performance of natural resources conservation has been running well until now. Flew the Passion, a Swiss flag research vessel that performs a worldwide cruise missions trailing the 500-year-old Portuguese cruisers Ferdinand Magellan, stops over in Jakarta. The ship, which was a minesweeper in the era of World War II, is anchoring at the port of Sunda Kelapa, Jakarta for 9 days from April 3 to 9, 2018. In addition to tracking Ferdinand Magellan's voyage, Flew the Passion also carries out some scientific data collections for maritime research purposes. While welcoming the media crew aboard Flew the Passion on Wednesday, April 4, 2018, Swiss Ambassador to Indonesia Ipon Bowman said that the abandonment of the Flew the Passion vessel in Jakarta was a form of Swiss appreciation towards Indonesia as a maritime country.
Of course, the high sea ship fleet of Switzerland is no competence whatsoever to Indonesia, the great archipelago with the second largest coastline in the world and which is going to become a global maritime fulcrum.
In addition, Ambassador Ivan Bowman said that Sunda Kelapa Port, Jakarta is chosen as location of the Flew the Passion berth because it has a long maritime history both in Indonesia and the world as a whole. Before stopping in Jakarta, Flew the Passion ship first stopped in Ternate, North Maluku in November 2017. Ternate is one of the ports that had been stopped by Ferdinand Magellan on her voyage in 1521. Flew the Passion's entire shipping mission is carried out by personnel of the program, the Ocean Mapping Expedition, initiated by the Foundation Pacific, a non-profit organization based in Geneva, Switzerland, which engages in socio-humanities, environmental and scientific research. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi targets Pelabuhan Ratu in Sukabumi, West Java, will function optimally in 2019. It is expected to facilitate the connectivity to Jakarta for the delivery of crops, mining products and other items that will use the berth from Pelabuhan Ratu. He said on Wednesday that besides to facilitating the connectivity, Pelabuhan Ratu will also be focused to become a tourism port on weekends. Especially with the tourism site Geopark Ciletuh, that can be reached by boat for 30 minutes. This is expected to make Pelabuhan Ratu become exciting. Therefore, Minister Budi Karya has asked the head of local Department of Transportation in cooperation with and the head of the local tourism to share with tourism stakeholders to discuss Pelabuhan Ratu. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno is in Beijing, China to ensure the commitment of China Railway Corporation in a bid to support the acceleration of Jakarta-Bandung High-Speed Rail Project train construction. In a press release of the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises in Jakarta on Thursday, she explained that this rapid train project should be immediately accelerated in May 2018, especially in critical construction areas, including technology transfer and strengthening of Indonesia's human resources competency to have the expertise of fast-track project construction. The construction is planned to be massive at 21 points deemed most critical starting in early May 2018. At a meeting, China Railway Corporation declared its commitment to accelerate the development of tunnels for fast trains, including the Walini Tunnel. Walini will be designed into a new city in West Bandung with an area of 1,270 hectares. The food and beverage industry says its readiness and support the implementation of Industrial Revolution 4.0 system. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Chairman of the Association of Food and Beverage Industry, Adi S. Lukman, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that he is very supportive because the 4.0 industry is also encouraging the growth of small industries. He estimates that 70% of large-scale food and beverage industries are currently implementing the Industrial 3.0 system, which is 20% to the Industrial Revolution 4.0. He views that the challenge to implement the Industrial Revolution 4.0 is no longer on the scale of its production capacity, but the ability to create customized products from small to moderate scale at low cost. He added that the food and beverage industry becomes one of the sectors for the early adoption of the Industrial Revolution 4.0, which places Indonesia focusing on five manufacturing sectors, including food, beverage industry, textiles and clothing industry, and chemical industry. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Great Hope for a New Governor of Bank Indonesia, Ferry Warjio. The House of Representatives, DPR, has officially appointed Ferry Warjio as Governor Bank Indonesia, BI, for the period 2018-2023 in a plenary session taking place last Wednesday, 28th of March. Ferry Warjio's appointment process was quite smooth because after undergoing a pit and proper test by commissioned 11 at the DPR, 10 factions were actively approving the single candidate proposed by President Joko Widodo. This means that all factions in the House were fully confident of Ferry Warjio's capacity to become the new governor of Bank Indonesia for the next 5 years. Indeed, Ferry Warjio, who was a plumber and was born 59 years ago in Sukoharjo, Central Java, will only serve his governorship of Bank Indonesia on next May 23, 2018. After the current position of Governor of Bank Indonesia, Agus Martowardoyo, officially ends. However, a lot of homework and expectation are waiting for the man who has started his career at Bank Indonesia since 1984. Moreover, the performance of Bank Indonesia over the last 5 years under the leadership of Agus Martowardoyo is considered successful enough to maintain the national economic stability of the global economic turmoil. Ferry Warjio will continue Bank Indonesia leadership, which over the last 5 years has received a good label both domestically and globally. Even last year, Governor Agus Martorell was awarded as the best central bank governor in Asia Pacific based on international institution. Thus, Wargeo must be able to prove that President Joko Widodo's choice of hint is not wrong. Ferry must prove the trust of the DPR and must be able to prove that he can vote better than the performance of the previous governor of Bank Indonesia. Certainly, we do hope that for a few decades of experience as an internal man of Bank Indonesia and having held the position of one of the IMF International Monetary Fund Executive Directors, Ferry Wargeo will be able to answer the expectation of many stakeholders. Maintaining the monetary condition in the country becomes one of the heavy tasks faced by Ferry. Macroeconomic stability, inflation control, and rupiah exchange rate will be the wishes of all stakeholders to be maintained. At the same time, another super test is how Bank Indonesia can support policies that encourage Indonesian economic growth. Maintaining the influence of a global economic turmoil is also a serious challenge to be faced by Ferry Wargeo when later he officially serves as the governor of Bank Indonesia. Trade war that has occurred between United States and China more recently may bring about impact on the domestic and regional economy. Perhaps the closest challenges to be faced by Ferry Wargeo as the new chief of Bank Indonesia are the simultaneous elections and the stages ahead of the legislative and presidential elections. In these political years, 2018 and 2019, the stability of rupiah, the stability of economy, and the enormous amount of money in circulation must be maintained in order not to influence the implementation of the democratic festivity. May the great hope of the new governor of Bank Indonesia be realized for monetary stability and positive economic growth. Congratulations to Mr. Ferry Wargeo. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on April 5th, 1948, when Subban Regency was established. In the historical book of Subban, published by Culture and Tourism Office of Subban Regency, it is noted that the determination of Subban anniversary refers to a meeting which was held on the date of Cimanggu, Cimenten Village, Cijambe District. The meeting decided regional partition and head of emergency administration. At the time, the state's situation was precarious due to the fast military aggression of the Dutch. One of the decisions was East Krawan region to become East Krawan Regency, which is the first region, Danta Ganda Wikarma. East Krawan Regency was Subban and Purwakarta Regency. At the time, the two regions had named Purwakarta Regency with the capital city is Subban. The assignment of the East Krawan Regency on April 5, 1948 became a momentum for the establishment of Subban Regency, which was decided through Regional House of Representatives Decree in 1977. The next event is that in 1981, Si Unyil was on air in TVRI. Si Unyil was a well-known serial television villain of Indonesia for children, which was produced by state-owned Indonesian Film Production Company. Although it was meant to entertain children, the story of Si Unyil contained hidden messages of patriotism, nationalism, health, environment, armed forces, family planning, art, and culture. The film was on air every Sunday morning on TVRI starting April 5, 1981 until 1993. Si Unyil was created by Suyadi, which tells about a student of elementary school and with his friends. The word of Unyil comes from Mungil, meaning small. Si Unyil cannot be separated from popular culture in Indonesia, and many people cannot forget various elements of the serial's film, beginning from the song's theme, which was begun with the words of Himpun Pa Alayhumd Gambreng. until figures such as Pak Raden and Pak Oga with the sentence "Cepet dulu dong," or in English means "just 100 please." Currently, those dolls had become collection of puppet museum in Jakarta. And the last event is that in 2004, general election of House of Representative Regional Representative Council Regional House of Representative was implemented. General election of the House of Representative Regional Representative Council Regional House of Representative was implemented simultaneously on April 5, 2004 to vote 550 members of the House of Representatives, 128 members of Regional Representative Councils, and members of Regional House of Representatives or Provincial Regional House of Representative, City House of Representative through Indonesia for the period 2004-2009. The final result of the general election showed that the party of functional group Golka received the most votes. 2004 general election was declared as the most complicated election in the history of Indonesian democracy. While listener, that was Student History read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to My Indonesia with a topic to prevent water crisis. PDAM of Malang encourages conservation. To prevent water crisis in the water resources area, the Regional Water Utility Company of Malang Regency continued to make integrated resources environment conservation to prevent the water crisis threat. The environment conservation is conducted by planting trees, which later can bring benefit to people who live in surrounding the water resources, such as fruit tree spaces. Head of General and Public Relations Division of Regional Water Utility Company PDAM Malang, Eko Priyo Ardianto, on Sunday, April 1, said, "The conservation in the water sources area, besides to prevent the water crisis, it can also bring wide impact for the family's economy of communities surrounding the area." Ardianto also said that the integrated resources conservation, which is currently managed by PDAM, is aimed to supply clean water for community in Malang Regency and to keep stability between business, social, and environmental function. The conservation also involves stakeholders, among others, Perhutani, Polri, TNI, Perum Jasa Tirtawan Malang, residents around the water sources, and NGOs in Malang regional government. Eko Priyo Andianto added, "PDAM of Malang has annually conducted tree planting activities in the water sources area. In recent years, reforestation has continued to be done in the area of absorption wells and sediment dredging. The tree planting activity has been done since 2012, and the result can already be perceived benefits by residents around the water sources area." Eko Priyo Ardianto further added that not only residents around Sumber Pulaman can enjoy the benefits of environmental conservation, but also in a number of other water sources, including Melaten, Karangan, Kajar, and Ubalan water sources. There are 873 spots of water sources in Malang, which on average discharge the water of 1 liter per second up to 4,000 liters per second. From the total of water sources, only 56 water sources are managed by PDAM Malang Regency. Eko moreover added, "The impact of the greening will be evenly distributed in 56 springs spread in 33 districts. So as the water sources can be maintained its sustainability, residents also have to keep the existing trees in the water sources area." Listener, That was My Indonesia.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pane. President Joko Widodo has ordered the Ministry of Home Affairs to immediately carry out the mandate of the Constitutional Court's verdict related to the population administration. He said that the Constitutional Court's verdict related to religious column on the identity card is a binding one that the government must take rapid measures as its implementation. The cooperation between Japan and ASEAN is getting stronger. The strength can be proven by improving the objective cooperation between Japan and ASEAN in the fields of politics, economy, social and culture, and even security issues in the region, which has been main focus to encourage welfare for the world people. President Joko Widodo held a limited cabinet meeting discussing the drive on biological resources conservation and its ecosystem at the presidential office in Jakarta on Wednesday. In his remarks, the president insisted that the government should hold the 1945 Constitution in every discussion of the drafts to avoid judicial review in response to the upcoming legalized draft. Fleur de Passion, a Swiss flag research vessel that performs a worldwide cruise mission trailing the 500-year-old Portuguese cruiser Ferdinand Magellan, stopped over in Jakarta. The ship, which was a minesweeper in the era of World War II, is anchoring at the port of Sunda Kelapa, Jakarta for 9 days from April 3 to 9. In addition to tracking Ferdinand Magellan's voyage, Fleur de Passion also carries out some scientific data collections for maritime research purposes. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi targets Pelabuhan Ratu in Sukabumi, West Java to function optimally in 2019. It is expected to facilitate the connectivity to Jakarta for the delivery of crops, mining products and other items that will use the barge from Pelabuhan Ratu. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno is in Beijing, China to ensure the commitment of China Railway Corporation in a bid to support the acceleration of Jakarta-Bandung high-speed rail project train construction. In a press release of the ministry in Jakarta on Thursday, he explained that this rapid train project should be immediately accelerated in May 2018, especially in critical construction areas including technology transfer and strengthening of Indonesia's human resources competency to have the expertise of fast-track project construction. The food and beverage industry says its readiness to and supports the implementation of Industrial Revolution 4.0 system. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Chairman of the Association of Food and Beverage Industry, Adi S. Lukman, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that he's very supportive because the 4.0 industry is also encouraging the growth of small industries. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce one of the traditional dances of West Java, namely Ketuk Tilu. Stay tuned. Ketuk Tilu dance is a famous classical dance in West Java. The dance is one of the dances that became an embryo of some popular dances in West Java. Ketuk Tilu is a traditional dance of West Java as an entertainment dance. The dance is often featured on several occasions, such as weddings and the closing event. The dance is also the embryo of Jaipongan dance, which is very famous in West Java. In the past, Ketuk Tilo dance was performed at traditional ceremony to welcome rice harvest as an expression of gratitude to Dewi Sri, or the goddess of rice, in accordance with Sundanese belief. The ceremony is performed at night by parading a girl to a large place accompanied by sounds of music instruments. But times goes by. The dance then developed into a social dance and entertainment show. The name of Ketuk Tilo was taken from three musical instruments, namely Bonang, which gives the rhyme to rebab, Kendang Indu or large, and Kulantara drum or small drum to arrange the dynamic of dance, and gong. These are the musical instruments to accompany Ketuk Tilo dance. The movements performed in Ketuk Tilo dance are, among others, rocking, pencak, as well as muncit, kitek, and geol. On the show, it usually begins with music and accompaniment song to gather the audience. Then the dancers enter the stage with jajangkungan motion and continue with wawayangan motion. The dancers move while dancing and singing. After that, the prima donna dancer appearing and dancing. Then proceed with single ngibing or ibing jago, accompanied by three songs called Cikeruhan, Cijagran, and Mamang. Then the dancers invite the audience to dance in pairs. In the dance performances, Ketuk Tilo, the mandatory song that must be dedicated is Kidung and Erang, with poetry lyrics with the theme of romance and fun. The costumes used in Ketuk Tilo dance performances consist of men's costumes and women's costumes. The male dancers usually wear a dark shirt with casual clothes and pangsi pants, with attributes such as leather belt and mace. They also use a headband. While the female dancers usually wear kebaya with sinjang long pants. In addition, female dancers also wear accessories such as scarves, bracelets, and necklaces. At the head of the dancers usually use a bun with flower arrangements to add the beauty of the dancers. Listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Ketuk Tilo dance from West Java. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia in My Language program as media to preserve Indonesian regional language. Hello listeners, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman in My Language. In today's edition, we are going to take you to visit Maluku Province to know more about Hitu language. Listeners, besides being rich in natural resources, Maluku Province, as a home of Hitu language, also has tourism destinations such as Ora Beach, Ngurblot Beach, Tual City, Amsterdam Fort, and the World Peace Gong. In Maluku, tourists can find a wonderful place with a beautiful scenery and add historical knowledge. The number of Hitu language speakers decrease every year. If it is happen continuously, Hitu language will be extinct. But the government doesn't keep silent. Through the Language Development Agency, under the Ministry of Education and Culture, Indonesia continues to revitalization efforts along with Hitu people. Listener, here are some examples of Hitu language. Orasila, orasila. In English, what time? What time? Saatle, saatle. In English, now. In English, now. Kahu, kahu. In English, nine. In English, nine. Husalima, husalima. In English, 15, 15. Waktu, waktu. In English, watch, watch. Manesa, manesa. In English, prices, prices. Here is an example of conversation in Hitu language. The conversation is between Laimena and Nuku asking about time. Laimena, orasila Nuku. In English, what time is it Nuku? What time is it Nuku? Nuku, apei yawa alahime. Apei yawa alahime. In English, let's see. Let's see. Saatle orasiwa kahu menit hasulima. Saatle orasiwa kahu menit husalima. In English, it's 9:15 now. It is 9:15 now. Laimena, iyo yau waktu e salahu manesa. Iyo yau waktu e salalu manesa. In English, is your watch always prices? Is your watch always prices? Nuku, iyo yau waktu e salalu manesa. Iyo yau waktu e salalu manesa. In English, sure, my watch is always price. Sure, my watch is always precise. Sure, my watch is always precise. Laimena, terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. Thank you. Listener, make sure you send your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@voinews.id or our Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was today's edition of My Language, as media to conserve regional language variety in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from The Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we present the nostalgic pop songs from Ii Sugiarti. Listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Di Sini Aku Menanti by Iis Sugiyarti. Happy listening. Iis Sugiyarti started her career as a singer since she released her album Di Sini Aku Menanti, which was released in 1985. The leading song has the same title with the album Di Sini Aku Menanti. This song was well received by the people at the time. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Ingatkah Kau Padaku by Iis Sugiyarti. Happy listening.
Duduk malam itu
You've just listened to the song Ingatkah Kau Padaku, which is the leading song of her second album entitled Ingatkah Kau Padaku, which was released in 1986. The song also tells about love story, but the lyrics contain sad story. Iis Sugiarti was born in 1965, was actively to run her music work. Her third album entitled Joget India was released in 1987. A year later, in 1988, she released the album Pulangkan Saja. Listener, to conclude the segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Pulangkan Saja and Cermin Yang Retak by Iis Sugiarti. Happy listening.
Musik
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Mencintai dirimu padamu.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.